this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 28th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Being Still. The scripture text is from Psalm chapter 46, verses 10 and 11.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Yesterday we sure received an interesting call. I picked up the phone and a lady asked if this was a prayer line. I said, no, but we are people that pray. May we help you? She went on and told me how discouraged she was, and so I asked Brooksine to speak to her. I thought she was local, but she lived in Illinois and found our number on a sheet of paper. She did not know about our web ministry or even where she got the number for the sheet of paper. Brooksine listened to her as she shared about her difficulties, gave some counsel, and then prayed with her. Some 125 years ago, Frances Haverdale wrote a contemporary song that has become a classic hymn of the church. I am sure many of you have sung it and would quickly recognize it if I were to identify the title of the chorus. But there are two very descriptive phrases found in the body of the hymn that particularly intrigue me. Not a surge of worry and not a blast of hurry. At times when my focus is displaced and my trust lowered, I am beset by worries. Sometimes worries do come on like a surge. In spite of all the scriptural promises I have committed to memory on this subject, I will sometimes lapse and temporarily lose the peace of God. At other times I experience the blast of hurry and stress. Several important projects vie for my attention. I sense my blood pressure rising and a tightening around my chest. My mind races in undisciplined thinking, which cripples me in taking appropriate action. It can even bring on a headache. The daily verse is such a spiritual gem. The entire psalm needs to be read to get the full sense, and on the website today there is a link to a reading of that entire short psalm. But verse 10 is in quotes. The eternal, immutable God is speaking. And he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That statement is not merely a one-time assertion, but is absolutely always true. As we read it today, may we hear God's voice speaking to us through the sacred scripture. The latter part of the selection is the psalmist's response to this truth, followed by his declaration of faith. He goes on, verse 11, and writes, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. The key is being in a state of stillness based upon our knowledge that the one we have submitted to is indeed God, and he will be exalted. The hymn portion quoted above is from Frances Haverdale's hymn, Like a River Glorious. And the chorus expresses this glorious truth, and I'm sure many of you have sung it. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. It is our prayer today that each one would find God's peace and rest in their hearts and minds as we are stayed upon the Lord today.
Father, I come to you asking for peace regarding situations that I don't understand or have no personal ability to change. It's so often that troubling circumstances capture my emotions and rob me of the peace promised to those who place their trust in you. Help me not to be tossed about by the changing circumstances of my life, but to be steadfast as my mind is intentionally fixed upon you. Only then will I know true life-sustaining peace.
Amen. That is our prayer for ourselves today. It's our prayer for each listener of this podcast, where we are a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site today. There are a number of additional notes and resources today. We had a beautiful snow last night, not really a snowstorm, just a light dusting, but enough to make it beautiful enough. So often commented how I enjoy the snow. And we have a picture I just took about an hour ago of a beautiful snowscape out in front of our home. Also had an interesting call last night, call from an Amish man who receives these email messages where he works, and he wondered if we might know my Amish neighbors that I periodically reference in this series. It turns out, indeed, there is some kind of connection there, particularly with his parents. He mentioned that he was unable to listen to the music on the website that I often refer to, but would like to, and we came up with a very creative solution. He requested that I call him and place the song on his voicemail. Well, I did, and it worked. And when I mentioned it to our neighbors in a phone conversation, they requested we do it for them as well. Now, for many of you, you're wondering, what's the big deal? And I can't fully explain it. The Amish people have some limitations on what types of modern conveniences they have in their homes, and generally they do not allow entertainment systems and so forth, but apparently because a voicemail can be related to work, they do have voicemail. Of course, even like any other religious group, the Amish people differ. But that was very interesting, and just talking to this man, I sensed a brother in the Lord seeking to live his life for Christ. We'll also have up today entire reading of Psalm 46, a link to it, as well as an audio, because there's a neat reading on the Bible Gateway with audio. I also have up today a link to a website and a video of ministry that we so appreciate. Joel and Adrian are a young couple who served with us in our church up in New England while they attended Bible college. They both, all through that time, and all in fact through childhood, had a strong call to mission service and are now serving as missionaries in Mozambique, Africa. Now here's a video that shows their ministry along with a song that is Ask Each of Us a Question. And if you go to the website today, you can click on that link for that movie. I'm not sure. Mine played it fine. I do have a cable fast connection. But it's just neat to see this young couple so faithfully serving the Lord. Well, have a blessed day today. My daughter is going to close out our time today. We had a delay, a two-hour delay in school, so she's home. And I asked her just to reflect a thought on this podcast as well. And she's going to conclude with her heart today. Blessings to each listener. Stay faithful.
I want to give my life to Jesus because he gave his life for me. We may not have a lot to give, but we can give ourselves to Jesus.